With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. and Iran holding peace talks this weekend aimed at finding a permanent end to the war. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
With a two-week ceasefire underway, the United States will participate in peace negotiations in Pakistan.
The president is dispatching his negotiating team, led by the vice president of the United States, J.D. Vance.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says Vance will lead the delegation, which includes Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump son-in-law Jared Kushner. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Vice President Vance says the statement from Iran's parliament speaker disagreeing with the U.S. on 3 points of the ceasefire agreement may actually be a good thing.
He said that there are a few points of disagreement before the negotiation. Well, that must mean that there's a lot of points of agreement because there's a 15-point plan floating around. There's a 10-point plan floating around. If he's frustrated about three issues, that actually means that there's a lot of agreement.
Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth says Iran no longer poses a significant military threat to U.S. forces or the region.
Operation Epic Fury was a historic and overwhelming victory on the battlefield. A capital V military victory.
A Long Island architect pleading guilty to murdering 7 women, and he admits to killing an 8th, that in a string of crimes known as the Gilgo Beach killings. Alex Ovechkin says he is waiting until after the Washington Capitals season is over to decide whether he's calling it a career or maybe returning to play one more year in the National Hockey League. If he does come back, he will play a record 22nd season. This is SRN News. Christians are tithing online. Here's a story from Michael Harrington.
According to a sweeping new report from Ministry Brands, 57% of America's Protestant churches report an increase in digital giving in 2025. In fact, churches that offer the option of making a donation via the Internet are twice as likely to report a surge in giving than those congregations that do not. But the study finds most pastors still pass the plate during worship service, giving parishioners that option as well. Michael Harrington reporting.
At least 26 people killed over the past weekend in 3 separate Easter attacks in Nigeria. Attacks like these are part of a long-running cycle of violence in the north-central region, where disputes over land and grazing between mostly Muslim herders and largely Christian farming communities seem to frequently escalate into deadly clashes. This is SRN News. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports prosecutors want a prescription information from a legendary golfer.
Prosecutors are seeking Tiger Woods' prescription drug records from a Florida pharmacy a week after Woods flipped his Range Rover and was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. Prosecutors say they plan to issue a subpoena for all prescription records at Lewis Pharmacy in Palm Beach. They want details such as the times prescriptions were filled and any warnings about driving. Woods pleaded not guilty last week after deputies found pain pills in his pocket while showing signs of impairment. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Diamond League track meet in Qatar postponed from next month back to June 19th because of the ongoing uncertainty that's been caused by scheduling conflicts in the war in the Middle East. More details at srnnews.com.